Yes. Hello, and welcome to I Plead the First.
Did it start yet?
Yes. And I'm Shannon.
I'm Sierra.
I'm Morgan.
I'm Katie.
And today we are talking about technology.
Boo.
The advancements of it.
I don't know the type of show. So,
I'll be over here making 1,000 emails.
So how do you...
and eating mac and cheese.
Yay, email.
This is not a one-man show. It's a five-person show. With minus.
Technically, it's four.
Yeah, put everyone's name in there.
All of us?
Yeah.
No, just put Shannon and I's name.
Technology, it's advancing fast.
Sorry, Morgan's face.
Morgan is hilarious. Like the macaroni and cheese.
I'm really disappointed.
I'm so sorry.
So, the advancements in technology.
Why would you change?
You know that show? That's like cartoonish. That's a cartoon, and they,
Oh, it's a cartoon or cartoonish?
It's cartoon.
Okay.
And it, has like people of the future, and it was like in the 60s.
No, I wasn't born in the
60s. No, but I'm going to look it up.
Scooby-Doo?
No.
That was in the 60s?
Futuristic cartoon. I'm going to look it up right now. But, like...
The Jetsons?
Where do you see society? In
nowhere.
So you think we're going to be blown up?
Yeah. Absolutely.
How long? How long do we have, Morgan? Oh, the Jetsons. Yes. Yes. Yes.
I give it...
Oh, you're talking about... Okay.
3 to 4 years before World War III happens.
Yep.
Fun stuff.
I don't think in our lifetime we would have that kind of war yet.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would be our great grandkids.
Mm-hmm. It matters. It matters. Every decision has a consequence.
Did you guys ever watch The Maze Runner?
Mm-hmm. I only watched the first
Katie
one.
Katie loves The Maze Runner.
You watched the second one too? The Scorch Trials? That's what I think's gonna happen to this world. The sun's gonna come to us and it's gonna burn everyone alive. And then a plague's gonna start and then we're just all gonna be done.
How did they make a third one?
I'm still waiting.
It's a book series.
You wanna go?
But like the second one was about them like dying.
Keep waiting for her
like,
to watch the second
like
movie.
It continues.
So we can go.
How did they save them? How do like they survive?
They don't.
But there's a third movie.
Yeah. You wouldn't understand unless you've seen it.
Okay. So I'm looking at 10 breakthrough technologies. Yeah. And the first one is reversing paralysis. And I think that'd be pretty cool. It's in 10 to 15 years. Availability. So that means it's never going to come out.
Don't say that.
Yeah, they say that's like an estimate. That's like I'll be there in 15, but I'm really there in an hour. So yeah. But that'd be pretty cool. What would you like to see from the future?
Lightsabers.
How's it corn?
There's no butter and there's no salt.
Dang it.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to try that too.
I think a cool thing would be like food that just comes to you whenever you want food.
What?
Like you're just like, and then there's food.
Like instead of having heat vision, you have food vision.
Food vision is the way, the new way of technology.
What?
It's new.
What?
Food vision. Whatever food you want, you go.
That's the food of laziness.
But it's the future.
I'm all in.
I'm not. I'd rather get up and cook a meal.
Oh, okay. I know what that email is about.
I'm in college right now. I don't have a stove.
Like, how she knew what I said, though.
Listen.
Stop signing in as you. I don't want to be you, Shannon.
I get. So like, what would you want to see from the future besides
what the heck?
Besides some like, World War III? Would you don't really want
in like the world future or my future?
Do both. We're gonna do it both.
That's a mistake.
Do you know how much these shirts that they're trying to sell out to us?
Hey, excuse me. We are talking about the future. We're not talking about now.
We're
not talking about now, people.
No, this is about
I don't care about Sigma Kappa.
This is not just Sigma Kappa.
Okay, the future of technology?
That could look really awkward.
I don't know who that is.
What is our future?
The robot?
Future.
our robots are going to come true. Robots are just going to take over.
Are we actually going to get flying cars, or is that never going to happen?
But then,
I don't... Maybe.
I thought by now we would have flying cars, and we have nothing, so...
We got hoverboards.
They don't hover, though.
Yeah, they don't hover. They run around all
See, I don't know why they call them hoverboards, because they're not hoverboards.
I feel like it would be more dangerous to, like, drive, to fly.
But the thing is that you can just drive, then, on the actual road, then, if people are using the flying cars.
Where do I see myself in how many years?
Let's give you a range of 20 years.
In a range of 20 years. Hopefully I'm married. Yeah. I'll adopt maybe children or two.
Like eight children.
I don't want eight children. My parents had seven. Maybe three. Three is an okay number.
I don't like three.
Why? Because it's not even?
No.
She's from a big family.
Yeah, it's too many. It's too many kids.
Three is too many?
Okay, I get like...
You told me you wanted me to have eight.
Like, in your own personal preference. But, like, three children... Like, I love my nieces and nephews, but they just... It seems you're just too worked up with three children. Like, you're, like...
Depends two on your children. Space amount.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's how... Because they had two children in a span of 2 years.
No, that's... Exactly. That's not okay.
I want four kids.
Jeez, okay. You and Danny... When's the wedding? And I'm a bridesmaid. I invited myself to be a bridesmaid.
I know this is going to sound terrible, but why do you think Danny and I are going to get married?
You've been together forever.
That's why you're in a relationship.
We haven't even been together for a year yet.
Really?
Yeah. We've only been together like...
When's your 1 year anniversary?
I thought you were going to ask when the wedding was. She just talked about this.
It's in March.
What day in March?
I'm going to say the 19th.
No, her one-year anniversary.
So, when's your wedding, Shannon?
Yeah, when's your wedding?
Yeah, Shannon.
That's a week. You're almost a year, so I don't want to hear it.
Anyways, back to me.
Back to myself.
No, look, I want to be married, adopt children, because I don't want to actually have children of my own.
True.
Hopefully, I made a career by then. If not, I'm a hobo or living at home with my mother.
You and I can live together, then. I'm planning on living on our bridge.
Oh, with that box your parents got you?
Yeah.
Whenever her parents said that to me when I first met them, I was like, this is a good career choice. Like, people have, like, gotten to good, like, jobs after this, like, major, and they're like, yeah, we know, it's a joke. And I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I had that joke since high school.
Jokes.
I have no idea.
In 20 years?
I have absolutely no idea.
You have a guess?
Mm-hmm. I don't want kids. I don't want to be married. I don't. Hopefully I'll have a job.
Who knows? You have a little baby girl.
Huh?
I think you have a little baby girl. I can see. It's like a little more.
A drunken thing happened.
Wow.
That's honestly the only way it would happen. So.
I see it. I can see your future. You like this new noise?
Matthias
said he would be here. And he was like, I'm going to be at the show today.
Who?
Oh, Matt.
I call him Matthias.
Sounds like
I call him Matthew because that makes him really mad.
Sounds like
his name, like, actually Matt.
Mm-mm.
Sounds like a biblical name.
His name's Matthew, but he's like... First of all, don't ever call me that again. Or call him back again. Because he told me not.
I can't remember my password.
Next topic.
There's also this thing that you could, in the near future.
This is disgusting.
And then, then don't eat it if it's not.
I paid for it.
in the near future, you could pay with your face.
No.
I'm like, what if you're broke?
Oh, look who's there.
I have a topic.
All right.
Katie, open the door.
No, he knows the code. Why would I open the door for him? Thanks. No, you knew the code. Anyways.
It's mine. Just because I missed a couple shows doesn't mean that
I have a topic.
It's not mine.
Microchips.
Microchips?
What about them?
We're talking about technology.
And the future.
So, all right, so with AI technology and self-driving car technology, how many years until the movie Cars becomes how life is? I know, but that's a recurring question that keeps me up at night at least once every month.
I love those bad puns. Is that what he sent you?
Yeah, this is that was Danny that's
sends
today.
Her, Danny sends her puns every day.
This Ooh, was yesterday. Danny. Her My boyfriend.
Ooh. You've never seen him. He looks just like Miller.
Whoa. No, it doesn't.
Yeah. I'll show you a video.
I need a picture. Is it wait? Is it the same one? Is it a video of you like running up?
Yes.
And hugging him.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, it's that kid, and he's like a 6 foot tall Miller.
He's oh like a 6 foot tall Miller.
He's no, it's yeah. not. Mm-hmm.
But he's like more awkward than Miller. It's funny.
Danny's way nicer than Miller.
He is.
Is that possible? To get more to awkward than Miller.
It is. He just said puns the whole day.
I guess. But,
hey, I get...
So, microchips, nice. What about it? Microchips, what about it?
Yeah, what about these microchips? Okay. Lay it on me here. Let's get right into things.
We've been in things.
Well, yeah, but I was... I mean, as per usual, I am 11 minutes late, so...
Okay, no, but, like, microchips being put in your arm so people know where you're at.
Oh, so tracking chips. You mean those things that already exist.
Oh,
They're not in people.
Not in people, but they exist.
No. Yeah, like you could track people on your iPhone.
Is it good today?
No.
What's on it?
I don't know. Try it.
We're talking about the mac and cheese.
Rating of the mac and cheese.
You don't want it. I will eat it. Yeah. I thought it was phenomenal. Not phenomenal. That's an overstatement. But
I was going to say.
It's all right.
It's.
I was very disappointed.
It's a disappointment. It's edible. But yeah. Okay, next topic.
We have them on your phone already. We could track you anywhere you go if you have your Apple ID.
That's exactly. Like,
you don't have an Apple ID.
I'm sorry.
You can't track me.
You can't track me, government.
No,
I'm sure you can
track
How do you think GPS technology works?
No, but
your phone has a GPS chip in it.
I'm talking about putting it in people. What do you think about that?
Remember,
I think it's unethical. It's
Freddy.
Times.
Guys.
It's also unuseful at times.
Remember iCarly?
Oh, dude, iCarly was so cool.
And how funny.
That was like the show.
Oh, yeah. His mother put
a chip in his head.
She was
yeah,
crazy.
Yeah, but can we talk about iCarly? I'm saying forgive microchips.
Yes,
move on. iCarly.
I do remember that.
I that was my favorite episode.
I just remember the mom was like psychotic and she was like,
yeah.
I need to vacuum his ears.
My baby. Oh, my God. I put a chip in him when he was born.
Like, why does she carry that remote thing around with her?
I remember specific memories of crazy stuff.
Yeah, I remember, like, very, like, specific points about, like, weird episodes. Like, do you remember in the Mihoi Minoi episode of SpongeBob when the dude, like, he turns Patrick into a bowling pin?
Yeah.
Like, that's, like, a thing I remember. Like, I remember that specifically.
No, I remember in the Drake and Josh episode, it was, like, later seasons, and, like, Josh was, like, skinnier now, and he was eating grapes and, like, worrying about college, and then all the grapes were gone. That wasn't even important to, like, the thing, but I remember that.
I remember that there were grapes.
They were
grapes. I remember that there weren't grapes.
I needed to say something. I don't watch SpongeBob. I never did.
What?
Why?
That is my favorite show ever.
Disappointed, all I can say.
Oh, my God.
My family didn't have cable at our house. We just watched DVDs.
That is so sad.
And I
didn't you never
have
got
Netflix.
The SpongeBob DVDs?
Nah. Like,
that
I watched the
so
movie.
Sad.
But, like...
I was going through my, like, old VHS tapes back from, like, 2005.
Which VHS tapes were orange?
SpongeBob. Well, weren't they?
I used to have a Blue's Clues one that was orange.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, it was Nickelodeon.
It was all Nickelodeon, because
yes.
Rugrats was orange, too.
The
You guys remember Rugrats?
Yes.
Wild.
But anyway, so I was going through my old VHS, and I had a stack of, like, 30 Barney tapes, because I loved Barney so much as a child. What does that look for? You hated it. It's this big, lovable dinosaur.
Do you guys remember the Wiggles?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That was, like...
No. The other day on Facebook, my Facebook friend, not even my Facebook friend, my friend in real life, she on Facebook.
Only friends with this person on Facebook. No. My Facebook friend. No, not my friend, my Facebook friend.
We're friends in real life, but she posted a video of the Wiggles fruit salad song.
Oh my gosh, fruit salad!
And I started singing along.
Yeah, well, yeah, everyone does.
It's so great.
Hot potato.
Oh.
Great input
here. Why didn't you?
Sierra's only like input to this show since I've been here.
What was I gonna say? Oh, guys, Big Brother.
I am not excited about it at all.
Not a fan. I feel like we've definitely already talked about this on the show.
No, but Celebrity Big Brother starts tomorrow.
It looks so stupid.
Okay, but like, are they like B-list celebrities?
But yeah, definitely. It's like C. It's like D-list celebrities.
People that I've never heard of.
I'm like, yes. You, Shannon Elizabeth. At least I have someone with my name, but that's like it. And then, oh, and that guy, remember Big Time Rush?
Yeah.
That guy, James, he's on there.
James?
James was definitely like the one.
Oh no, that was Kendall. Kendall was like.
James
was the pretty boy.
I was gonna say James was the one. Like James was that guy.
He he is gonna be on there, and that's basically all I remember from the cast list. And it's only a month long, which I don't understand.
Did you remember specifically James from Big Time Rush, and that's it. That's the only celebrity that you remembered. It was just Big Time Rush.
Oh, you have to look at the list, though, about, like, the people on here. Tell me if you know anybody.
All right, I'll look.
I'm looking at
We're all looking it up. Okay, so there's Shannon Elizabeth. There's, I don't know how to pronounce this one lady's name. Brandy Glenville. Meta World Peace. James from Big Time Rush. Chuck Lindell. Arianda Gritzerden.
Okay, hang on.
Keisha Knight Plummin.
Oh, there's the arrow.
Mark McGruff, Ross Matthews, and Melissa Jennett. Winnicle.
Sierra, we aren't live.
Ross Matthews.
What do you mean we're not live?
Malik says we're not live.
How are we not live?
Are we recording though?
Yeah.
It's whatever.
We're not live right now.
It's okay.
No, that's not. I want to be live. That was my fist on the table. I want to be live. I want to be live now.
Sure. Try it again. Okay. I said see now. My fist on the table. So have you recognized anybody?
So far, we're 0 for 2.
Oh, the only reason I know like Shannon I'm Elizabeth like... because she was in American Pie. That's the only reason I know her. But she was also
Chuck Liddell. Wow.
She's also in Scary Movie and Jay and Silent Bob Attack Strike Back. Scary I've seen all of those movies.
Why do none of those movies sound good?
What?
You've never watched Scary Movie?
I have. My mother
forced me. I was gonna say.
I watched it, all of them.
It's just like a weird humor, you know what I mean?
It's a parody of
I love it.
At least what the first one is.
I like the one where they reenact.
It'd be funny if they had
She's a Broadway. Okay. Marissa is a Broadway actress, so not a lot of people would know her.
Great. Thanks for
your they're using celebrity to the slightest term. Like, I could be a celebrity.
I'd be like,
I was known-ish. I was on RMU Live.
Oh, Ross Matthews is known for his, as being an intern for Tonight Show with Jared Leno, where he was known as Ross the Intern.
That's homework. He just wrote a bad word on my homework.
Oh, Mark McGarf is a
I did
singer.
No such thing.
He looks scary.
Who looks scary?
Mark.
Mark McGarth.
Yeah, he looks
McGarth?
Scary.
Mark McGarth? How do you spell that?
McGarth.
I meant Mark. Is it with a C or a K?
It's with a K.
Who spells Mark with a C?
Mark Anthony. Mark Anthony.
Anthony. Mark Jacobs.
Hey.
No, clothing designer.
Hey, you know, like, French people, right?
Please tell me you know who Mark Anthony
and they're
is.
Like, you know that laugh that like
he's the one that married Cleopatra.
Yeah.
No,
oh my
French
gosh.
Yeah, I know. Like Like Jean the Baptiste.
Oh, and then we have a reality TV star.
Like every time. I knew this was doing that at the museum, so every time I think of John the Baptist, I think,
John the Baptist.
I love this show.
How is Sigma Kappa?
I still don't know how I ended up on the show. Like,
you said, I want to be on here.
One day you're just like, I'm going to show up. You showed up and never left.
I disagree. I've missed a lot of shows.
Hey, you know the young. Hey, you know MASH?
Like the
yes.
show?
Yes. Good I like it. We did a review and on the show, one back it was at the actual like the real purpose. Like and we like did a review and now I'm actually watching it. I like it.
Real good.
Aubrey would be so happy.
What's your Bree.
Have you watched Atypical yet?
No.
On Netflix, it's really good.
What's it about?
It's about the kid that has autism and he's trying to have a love life.
Aww.
But he's struggling really bad. No, it's like funny though.
I love rom-coms.
I don't even know if that's what it is.
Can you say your favorite rom-com is like The Notebook or something?
That's what I like it, okay?
It's not good.
Oh, where do you see yourself in 20 years, Matt?
We talked about this at the beginning.
Wow. 20 years. In 20 years, I would be 39. Wow. So I would be almost 40. It almost, well, I have to like get some perspective. I don't know, definitely settled down, probably at a dead end job if I know me. Probably sitting behind a cubicle crying myself to sleep every night. I don't know.
Why not?
I feel like you would have like 6 kids.
Nah, 2 kids.
That's what I was saying. Two kids because of two people, unless polygamy.
No, that's
2 kids and then 2 kids and then 2 dogs.
So you're saying because I want 4 kids, I have to have another relationship.
Hey, I have a question. So you know how polygamy is like one man and like a bunch of women?
Well, it's like both ways.
Yeah.
Polygamy is both ways.
The only reason you're saying that because that's a certain religion.
Oh, because, like, I would, like, you know how they, like, reality TV, right? Yeah. And, like, it's all, like, men trying to, like, get multiple women. I'm like, this is sexist.
Because Hollywood is stupid.
That's what I mean. I want, like, why not multiple men? It's like The Bachelor.
Why don't you ask Morgan?
What? What about me? Wait, really? I want to know why my name came up in the conversation about polygamy.
She's the one who said it. You were zoned out.
I was saying because Shannon was saying why can't there be a parade of a lot of men with one lady? And I was like, Morgan knows how to get all the men.
Oh, I saw that blind date thing. That should be interesting. I don't know if that's your sorority or not.
Speaking of dates.
Nah.
Shenanigan.
Matthew.
I like this.
He didn't freak out whenever I said it.
Yeah, I got
yelled
at whenever I
call
you Matthew.
Well, it's because I don't go by Matthew. Like, my birth name is Matt.
Is it?
It is?
Yeah. Like, I'm not.
Think you're lying.
It's like my birth name's Katie and not Catherine.
No, like, it's like my parents named me Matt.
My confirmation name was Catherine, but with a C.
My confirmation name was, funny enough, my confirmation name was Matthew. But, like, my birth name is Matt.
So you're like Matt, middle name Matthew.
Yeah.
It's not legal though. It's just a religion.
I know, but like, my name is like Sierra Ann Adams, but my with my confirmation name it's Sierra Ann Maria Adams.
They make you choose a name like who's
one of the saints. They make you choose a saint name.
Mm-hmm.
So it was Saint Matthew for Matt.
I wanted to go into teaching, and I was like Saint Catherine was pretty cool. She, like, didn't care.
St. Catherine was pretty cool.
My mom tried to convince my brother to pick Balthazar as his...
Because
she's like, that's such a cool name. My mom's like, so about that name. I forget what name he chose, but it wasn't Balthazar.
Yeah. Just Catholic things.
Just Catholic things.
How did we get on this topic?
Ash Wednesday is coming up, and you're going to see a lot of people with, like, ashes.
Valentine's Day?
Yeah, on Valentine's Day. I know Katie's going to be like, what was that?
Why specifically me? Yeah.
I just feel like that's what
you
would
always,
do.
Like, make fun of me?
Guys, how good are Rice Krispies treats on a scale from 1 to 10? 1 being the worst thing you've ever eaten, 10 being, wow, this is sent straight from the gods. Sierra.
6.
Shannon.
Rice Krispies treat?
Yes. Rice Krispies treat? Yes. Rice Krispies treat? How good is a Rice Krispies treat on the scale of 1 to 10?
I would say a 7.
7?
Oh, now you're giving me the
mic. Yeah, you can take this.
Well, now she has one, so she doesn't need mine. Good.
5.
All right.
What was your answer?
Mine, I think Rice Krispies treats are, like, the best things, like, ever.
Oh, so you're going to buy that, like, 20-pound one that they're selling at Roma's?
Yeah, I actually bought one of those, and then we took it back to my friend's house, and then we put icing all over it.
Excuse me, we're doing a review show.
And, we ate it throughout the night.
I was thinking of buying it for Danny for Valentine's Day.
Dude, it's great.
I recommend it.
Sorry, Shannon.
Okay. I like your nails.
What?
Thank you.
Mm-mm.
Are they
Mm-mm.
acrylic? Mm-hmm. Whenever I do them, they always, like, peel away at, like, 20 minutes later.
I need them filled.
Doesn't Matt seem like a new person with his new haircut?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, let's talk about my haircut on the radio. Place where everyone knows exactly what my hair looks like.
He had really long hair, and he was like, should I grow it out or cut it? And I was like, you cut it, man. And then he came back, and now it's all cut.
That did happen.
that did happen.
What are you doing, Sierra?
I'm looking up stickers.
How would you describe your Sigma Kappa experience?
On a scale of 1 to 10.
You're going to say significant other. I was like, what?
Scale of 1 to 10. It's a cap.
Sigma Kappa, what's your sign?
Sig cap.
I actually don't even know how to do it. It's
what?
Definitely a 9 or 10.
Sierra, you could be honest on the radio.
I plead
we
the
plead
fifth.
The first. No, you do.
I plead the fifth.
I'm so disappointed in you, Sierra. That was such a good opportunity.
I know, to say I plead the first.
And you just took it and just spun around 180 degrees and you just shot it away.
Yep.
Hey, Sierra.
Yeah.
Wow.
Are you ready? Damn right I got the
damn right I'm clinically depressed.
Gosh.
In the,
So,
How would you
what's
just...
What's your favorite Romo's sandwich, everybody?
Oh, my gosh.
Sierra?
We're not doing this.
Okay. Sierra?
I'm not answering this question.
Actually, I remember hers. It's a lock and load.
Nope.
Shannon's?
It's not?
No.
Oh, a Papa Sal.
Yeah.
Speaking of the Papa Sal.
Oh, gosh.
Nah, I can't do it.
So how would you just... Did you like my house tour on a scale of 1 to 10?
Your house tour?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see your house. I was never in your house.
Actually, I invited you and you said, I don't want to act.
You would have had a lot of fun.
Leave me alone.
She's wearing makeup. It's going to leave a mark.
No,
just like you. Marc Jacobs.
I give it a 7.
What did you not like about it?
Wait, what did we give a 7? What were we discussing?
My house.
Oh. Your house was fine.
No, it was the house tour.
Oh, I'm so mad I still haven't met your dog yet.
He played deaf.
Tomorrow on Iron Mew Tonight, you will see a skit called Pessimistic Pam. Tune in at 5:30.
Instead of, Iron Mew Tonight?
No, it's 5.
5, tune in at 5.
Iron Mew Tonight, I have no idea what it is.
Aren't you a camera person?
I don't know.
We will have to tape it.
Oh. Who knows?
So I think it airs at like 11.
Oh, yeah. Yes. We tape it. Fred Hodges will be on talking about all of his stuff that he does around campus.
I'm in a skit.
I want that to be my ringtone. Just Shannon's his little.
New topic.
Oh my gosh.
Sierra, what are you looking at?
I told you, stickers.
What are you looking at stickers for?
Because I want stickers on my computer.
No.
Is it great?
Vetoed.
You know what? You know what reminds me of the veto? Celebrity Big Brother.
Oh my gosh.
No, stop this.
Oh, shoot. That's big. That's big.
What?
When did this happen?
And if you want a sweet, it's March 1st at 9 a.m.
I really want a sweet, man.
I didn't get any of those emails.
I had a meeting today. I'm in student government. So I had a meeting, and they tell all of us stuff first before they tell all y'all.
Great.
Okay, so are you texting D?
Text D.
No.
Text D.
Why would I text D?
Because we want a sweet.
You know what I want next year?
I'm doing a radio show.
You know what I want next year? In an apartment.
No,
you're fine. You need way more credits.
Did you email you?
You need way more credits.
Where are you living next year, Morgan?
I'm living in a suite.
With who?
With Sid Cap.
Mm-hmm. Why aren't you living with Sid Cap?
Because I already had living plans before they asked me.
No, it was a different one.
Do you get your own room? No, you have to share with someone.
And yeah, in a suite, you still have to share.
She's sharing with her roommate. Haley.
I have no roommates.
You do.
I do, but he doesn't. He's not allowed upstairs. Yeah, my mom, like, if you listen to the end of the video, my mom's like,
dogs is like the best thing ever.
Yeah, but then he had fleas, and then we're like, you're staying downstairs.
That makes sense.
I was playing fetch with him.
No, he's fine now. It was like a year ago. Oh, yeah.
I'm just talking about how your dog's cute. I don't care.
He can have fleas all he wants. I'm going to pet him. Yeah, but now he's clean, so you can come over. Anytime. Just tell me. Come over when you want to come over.
Oh, I'll do it. Sometimes I used to go over to my friend's house just to see her dog. Like, I wouldn't even be there whenever she was there.
We were supposed to play Just Dance or Wii, and then my nieces and nephews were there, so I was like, they're gonna ask to play Wii.
Your niece is so creepy.
Which one?
The one that played the clown.
Oh, that's Devlin.
She scared me.
Why? Oh, yeah, she tries to act cool, like around people, like older people, mm-hmm. And she was doing
her gymnast stuff.
Okay, look at me. Her legs were like right here, like between, and her head was like in the middle of her legs. You were there. And, like,
she was being a gymnast. Cool.
She was showing off her gymnast skills.
Yeah, she's funny.
All right, next topic, go.
Sierra, go, next topic.
Just keep
don't ask me, I'm looking at stickers.
All right, Matt, topic.
Topic, go.
I gotta think.
What did you say?
Don't even think about coming to me, man. Cause I don't know.
Are you tired? Yeah. I wanted a graphic session.
I'm so sorry. You didn't get a graphic session.
I work on Photoshop every week, and I feel like I'm not getting better at it. You were a graphic designer.
For about 2 seconds.
Actually, aren't we all graphic designers if we're helping with graphic design?
Nope.
Not technically, no.
Then what are we?
TV no. Video majors?
No, not technically, but I mean like in that group of people.
Yeah,
wait, how weird is the Tide Pod Challenge?
It's pretty weird, man.
Like people eating Tide Pods. Was this already discussed?
No.
I think it's stupid.
People have been eating Tide Pods.
The stupidity of people. That's all I can say.
Yeah, it was. They were like, oh, it's like pleasing to the eye. No, it's not.
It looks like candy.
I showed my mom the show on Friday. She's like, it wasn't that bad. I'm like, you don't understand, mm-hmm. Mother.
You don't feel my pain.
You want to hear a story about Monday's show?
I just heard it, like, ended very abruptly.
Very.
Oh, that's what Luke said. Quoting Luke.
That's fine. No. Okay, so it went well. We were a minute over, like halfway through the show. So Mike ran through his sport.
So fast, I never heard someone talk.
Like, I had a minute extra after he was done.
Oh my goodness. That's what Luke meant by that then.
And then it went to Reagan, and she also gave extra time. So it went back to desk, and there was just time. And there's like, okay, guys, like tried. They did something. I don't remember what they did. They just talked, I think. And then after the show, I didn't get yelled at, but like everyone was like, "Okay, Katie, this is what you need to do, and you're not doing it correctly." And I was like,
"Oh, what did you need to do?"
I need to add more graphics. I need to add more
sound. Oh, I know. Everyone's like, add more graphics. And then, to a story that doesn't, like, need graphics, then I'm not going to add graphics.
And then Gage was like, okay, and you need to do this and talk to people like this. And yeah, it's just what this is. And I was like, okay, sure, Gage.
Because Mike was like, oh, I have 20 graphics this week. I was like, oh, my goodness, 20 graphics.
Mike for CSE?
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, Mike's like, CSE's nuts, though.
Yeah, and CSE is the hardest show to do. It goes, like, the news shows, because, like, news, you just find stories. RMU Tonight, it's, like, we're kind of, like, on the same border as RMU Tonight, because you just have to find somebody. And then it's, like,
CSE is, like, oh, my God. I heard teleprompter for CSE. I was so lost. I was, like, where are
were
we?
Were you Brandon on Friday?
What?
Were you Brandon on Friday?
It was Thursday.
I know, I mean, like...
Teleprompter for sports talk's weird, too, I guess.
Is it?
Yeah, because we don't, like... It's, like, the only thing that's typed is, like, the lead. Like, the intro to the story. And then we sit there and, like, we have facts. And we, like, argue it out.
Sports. Remember sports talk in the Berg?
I remember it.
No, she's saying that because I was supposed to be your director. We Snapchat each other the whole entire time.
Like, I would listen to Sam spiel. But that was, I don't know. I liked that one the most. And then, like, I would just, like, doze off. And then she would send me a Snapchat of myself.
Yeah, we sent Snapchats of ourselves.
Pictures of yourself. You know.
You're the one who started it.
I was. I usually start things.
She's a troublemaker, guys.
I believe it.
Morgan, I've given you enough time. Topic.
What do you do in a sorority?
Why don't you join one and find out?
Educate us. I don't want to join one.
Hi, Avon!
Hey, here, get some pizza.
Woo!
I have never been this happy in my entire life. Avon Patel just walked in and handed me a plate full of pizza. Wow.
Hey, give a small shout out to Toastmaster for giving up free food. And
Toastmaster?
Yeah.
What is Toastmaster?
So basically, it's like a safe environment. That you could do, like, public speaking to everyone and learn how to, like, stand up for just, like, public speaking, basically.
Oh, cool.
That's sweet. Wow. Shout out to them, because, one, that sounds really cool. Two, free food is the best food. So, thanks to Toastmaster.
Hey, guys. Have fun.
Bye.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Avon.
And Toastmaster.
And Toastmasters. This week's episode brought to you by... I can't even say Toastmaster because I don't have permission to say that. Like a real company.
I almost choked.
Oh, that's not good.
I would have said...
He has a plate full of cookies.
Yes! Did you apply for the thing in Disney?
Mm-hmm. What Disney? What thing?
The college Disney program. The thing that Gage and Kara are in right now. You work at Disney and... still do college.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're doing right now.
I want to do that.
Apply.
Where do I apply?
Disney College Program.
Okay.
Just
Google it.
Yeah, Sierra. Your sassiness is up here. I need to bring it down to right here.
No, don't ever tell me about your sassiness. That doesn't happen.
I think we told her that one. She got real sassy.
Yeah, she did.
Excuse me. What are you doing?
Who's the sassiest, me or Morgan?
R&D
team.
Ew. Okay. Ew.
I am leaving and never coming back.
Whoa, are you kidding me?
Matt just
that
put mac and cheese on
You've
pizza.
You've never put mac and cheese on a pizza before.
I have.
It's phenomenal. CeCe's Pizza makes this pizza every 6 minutes. This is life-changing.
Morgan's not okay.
I'm disgusted. And I love mac and cheese. And I love pizza. I can't do that. I can't make some.
Find them. Try it out.
Have you ever tried it?
No. Try it.
No.
No, thank you. Maybe not with that.
I will pass. I'd rather not.
What are you staring at?
Hmm?
She's sending out emails.
I'm trying to find out what email. Why don't you just search it?
Everyone in here, favorite movie, what is it?
Oh,
Shannon.
We've talked about this before.
Mm. Well, yeah, but now we're just speed firing questions.
Alright.
Back to the Future.
One, two, three.
One.
Sierra?
I don't have one.
Katie?
The Perks of Being a Wallflower.
I knew that answer.
Morgan?
I have this question a lot.
Mine, Pee-wee's Big Adventure. I don't know, but I'm reading questions, and whenever I'm here, like, whatever the first thought that pops in my mind is, it's relevant, like, that works an answer, God, it's
so great.
So that was like, I don't know, I read, what's your favorite movie? And I thought, Pee-wee's Big Adventure, and I had to say it.
Next question.
How's your week been going? Ten on a scale to 1 to 10.
Why?
A 4.
It's been a solid 3.
4? Why?
My sleep schedule's all off the place.
Why?
I don't know.
That's literally me every single day. Every week my sleep schedule is off.
You know what you do? You go to bed at 10.
Gross. I have meetings at 10.
You have meetings at 10.
Freedom Players, that's the only time they do it.
And Sierra's an actor.
That's improv.
Whatever.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hey, wait. The musical you're in. Aren't you in a musical?
No, I had to quit.
Why?
Whoa.
But what about it? I can probably answer still.
What is the musical about? Because I have to sit and watch it.
Are you watching Seussical or are you watching 45 Plays for 45 Presidents? We literally go through, like, all the presidents in order. There's some funny ones, there's some serious ones, and there's, like, a lot of dancing.
Sounds like something I would like.
And,
like, history.
There's, like, sarcastic ones, and, like, I think you will, like, Richard Nixon is funny. It's really funny. Yeah,
Morgan
it's like that.
Like she already hates it.
What president were you?
I was not any of the presidents.
Mm.
There's 45 of them. Why were you not one of them?
Yeah. Gingerbread.
You would make a mean Ulysses S. Grant.
Thanks. Martin Van Buren. Martin Van
Buren. What were you then?
I was just ensemble.
Out of 40, who's, do they just switch the same person? Yeah, they switch the same, that's ridiculous.
You can say yes.
Nobody cares.
Not a secret. No, they picked up 45 people off the street and they all
went. Like, I will show you the cast list.
I like Richard Nixon with his peace sign.
Are you going to say something else? Next question.
Get your mind out of the gutter.
But it's always there.
Oh, my mom's calling me.
Oh, hi, sweet.
Nice mom.
Hello.
Tell her she's on radio.
I do not have a minute to talk. I'm kind of live on the radio right now.
That's my
hi, mom.
Crisis
she
averted.
She sounded nice.
She is. She's a gem. Can't complain.
What did you think of my mom?
Your mom is lovely.
Does she like you know who?
Mm-hmm.
He can be named.
I don't think anyone doesn't like him, though. Like, said it before, and I'll say it again, but very different environments. Malik is like an emotional support friend. Like, everyone needs like Malik in their life, because he's just there, and he's just always there.
True. Why are you laughing? It's true.
The pizza was alright.
Yeah, the pizza was subpar at best.
I miss Beto's pizza. Have you ever had it?
Whose pizza?
Beto's.
Beto's?
Beto's.
What?
Beto's.
How do you spell that?
B-E-T-O. Beto's. Have you had it? It's in Carnegie.
No.
Oh, I realized I said, can I have a hot Italian hoagie?
I don't know what's happening right now, but I would just like to express that I'm not a fan of it at all.
That's my yinzer. And they'll be like, what you get? I was like, a hot Italian. A hot Italian hoagie. And they'll be like, what you get? A hot Italian hoagie.
I hate you.
There's no hate in this room. It's all love.
Positive vibes, Morgan. Positive vibes. This week, I'm not really doing anything crazy. No more live streaming.
No more positive vibes.
Oh, no. Mega amounts of positive vibes. I think I'm just going to add a graphic for everything, just so everyone won't... To make Dresden really stressed out, and then make everyone, like, feel like the person that clicks the graphics, like, really stressed at all. So they'll be like, ah, gotta do less graphics. Be like, it'll be like a smiley face on some that like you don't even need a graphic for. I didn't even know what you're
happening.
Sierra, talk.
Yo, wait, what's I'm your favorite for country in the world that isn't America? For any reason whatsoever. Sierra, go.
Botswana. Botswana.
Okay, explanation for that.
You definitely said exploration. Exploration. I was like, that's not a country, ma'am.
No, the we did a song thing on Botswana with Mia.
No,
I was telling Katie, not you.
I was in the class as well.
It was
all right. So, for real though, favorite country that isn't the United States.
Ireland. I stole your answer. Katie, do you want to know the origin of the middle finger?
No, I really don't.
So, we had like long bows and some more.
Okay, so how about this? Hang on a second. Katie, favorite country that is in America?
Ireland.
Sierra?
Stop stealing my answer.
Yeah, very original, Katie.
I want to move there.
Very original.
She's either.
I've been there.
Italy or Greece.
Morgan.
Actually, Greece isn't doing very well right now.
I know. It makes me so sad.
Morgan, favorite you better get positive America. Really quickly.
I have no idea. Why do you never know?
Favorite country that's not America. Morgan, lay it on me.
Morgan, we need Morgan, your answer.
I've never been outside.
Hey.
Me
we
either.
We should go on Family Feud.
I don't think we're a family.
Oh, they were hosting a Family Feud here. Student Feud.
I think we
missed
great.
It.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
All I can imagine is like us answering. Answer, like,
and be like,
it's on the board. It's on the board.
Be like, good answer. Good answer. And you'd be like, you suck, Shannon.
Yeah,
Steve Harvey would be like, it's not positive vibes, Katie.
Why are you blaming everything on me?
Sorry, anytime positive vibes leave on this radio show, 92% of the time it's related to Katie.
Yeah.
What's the other 7%?
The rest of us.
This is true. Facts. But anyway.
Why do you guys keep saying facts?
I've always said that.
The newest trend.
Whatever.
No, I just.
No, like it's weird because like I say it, but like I don't say it like around this crowd because like that's not like this like group's no, like.
Have you not noticed? I always say fun fact when I'm about to say something
well,
sad.
Well, fun fact is separate from facts.
Depressing. And
my dog's name is Death.
Fun fact. My dog's name is Death.
Tomorrow on Army Tonight.
It's not even like the. It's just like.
Whenever I'm imitating someone, I'll go.
You know the thing I do, like no one else ever hears me do, but I do.
No, I actually. That's making fun of you. Excuse me. Stop making fun of me.
So this is the part of the radio show where we have two conversations on either side of me, and then I say something to bring them back together. Here we are. Welcome to I Plead the First, brought to you by...
Nothing.
Stop it. Damn right I got the blues coming.
You gotta stop saying that.
We can definitely still say that.
I'm just waiting for the guy to be like, stop.
Please stop.
Stop saying my name.
Like, yeah, I went to listen to my show, and I accidentally clicked on your show, and... Believe it or not, you haven't not said that in an episode since that was a thing.
No, we had gossip talk last show. I don't think we said it.
Yeah, we did.
We did say, damn right, I got the blues? We did? Oh, we had a gossip talk. Just talked about, like, relationships.
I thought you said gospel
stuff.
At first, and I was like, what? Gospel? Did we?
Jesus
this is
Christ
gospel.
Superstar. Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ Superstar.
This is the way that you moved your body as you said. This is like... You, like, sat up more. You were like, Jesus Christ. Like, that was just so, wow. I hate this radio show. Wow.
But yeah, we had gossip talk, which you two missed out on. We talked about our worst and best relationships, and Morgan talked about her awkward kiss.
What?
You're like, what did I do? You're like, I was 15 and it was horrible.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I did.
That's what I got out of that show.
Was I sad last time? I don't think I was.
No, you were happy.
Yeah.
I know.
Of course that's the show I missed.
So I guess we have to do another gossip episode in the future.
That's great.
Gossip talk.
It was mostly about her and Molly.
I bet.
Just like catching everyone up about
their stuff. Relationship is so cute.
Katie says that every day. Every day I see Katie. Yeah. I see, this is what Katie has to say.
Did you guys go bowling
with
you two and Avon?
Mm-hmm. Well, no, Avon took us. Because we went to the museum. And then I was like, I don't drive downtown. Probably should learn how to. This is becoming a real issue.
So cute.
And then, yeah, Avon took us. So then, yeah. And then he, like, left us at the museum.
Is that museum weird?
Museum.
Hot wow, that's very not nice to say.
You know what else sounds
weird, Katie? Me. My voice.
I mean, no, but...
What were you going to say?
Whatever.
What were you going to say,
Is
Matt?
My voice weird?
No.
There's some weird voices out there, you
Matt,
know? You know what I mean?
Say? I hate when people do that.
She does that all the time.
What?
I was going to say something,
so
but
annoying.
I'm so nice.
Oh, yeah, I do say that.
So annoying. That there's no hate here on this radio show.
Because we all got positive vibes. How do you feel about the Super Bowl?
I don't know. I didn't watch it.
I don't know. I really would have liked the game to just not happen. That would have been like the best case scenario.
Why?
Because the Patriots suck, and then the Eagles also suck. You're literally picking between. I mean, if you're from Pittsburgh, which like you are, well,
you,
I am. You are.
I love Deer Island.
Everyone here is.
What?
For the most part.
No, Katie's from Bradford, which is an upper state, Pennsylvania. And Morgan's from Indiana, Pennsylvania.
Why did Matt look so disappointed when you said I was from Bradford?
I don't know. I'm just playing with the noodles.
And Morgan's from Indiana, PA.
Homer City.
And,
you.
And Sierra's from Uniontown. So yep.
So it's just you
yes.
and me. Yes. Is what I'm hearing.
I'm glad you knew where we were all from.
But anyway, yeah.
I've heard it.
Backstory? Where am I from?
Penn Trafford. I feel like, I don't know exactly where that is.
I'm from the other PT.
Peters?
Yeah, Peters Township. No, I'm from Penn Trafford. You got it right. I just wanted to like run you in a little circle there.
I was like, you always talk about like your high school. We always like we talk about like our high school like videos and how bad they were or good, and then yeah. So that's it. I just moved the logo. And then that sticker, you're like, look at this cool sticker, man. So that's pretty cool.
Great, next question.
Wow, thanks, Katie. Katie, what's my favorite color?
I don't know. You're colorblind. Yeah.
Hey, that's favorite color.
Taking shots.
He is colorblind.
Yeah, just make fun of my disabilities, why
my
don't
brother's
you?
Colorblind.
But he does, yeah. He sees kind of, he sees somewhat of color. Red. Like, he can see, can you see, no, he has a hard time with blues.
Me?
Yeah, because it's either purple or blue. And like, I learned a lot about math and design fundamentals.
You're just like, whoa. You know everyone?
I know
everything.
Well, I know everything about you, Katie. You're still kind of a mystery to me.
Man, I like that too a lot.
And then I know about you.
That's good.
No, it's not. It's not even close to right.
You have to be more open with me. Tell me all of your stories.
Shannon, I feel like out of everyone in this room, I feel like you know me the best.
Most likely. We had
probably
like three
because
classes
of, probably
together.
Because of the, well, that and the recent effects.
What?
Oh, yeah. That's true.
That's a big thing, too. Yes. Like, that's where you learn about me.
But we don't really talk during this time, so I just kind of see you, and then you're like...
Well, yeah, but, like, you just, like, you'll start picking up on things.
Oh, okay.
Probably.
There are no secrets here.
Life.
I don't have any secrets.
I got a secret. Got a secret.
4 minutes. Oh my God.
Speed round is what you're
Speed round.
What was my highest score in bowling?
Probably 286.
You are... No.
Probably like, wait, this is Shannon. I'm going to go with 121.
152.
Oh. I was close.
You were 30 points off. It was like 5 strikes. Pretty proud of myself, the full league champion. No, I was on JV for 3 years.
Great.
Then I got varsity, but like that was like default. He was like, okay, here you go.
Next question.
Wait, everyone here ask everyone else a question about themselves. Does that make sense? Like how I just asked, what's my favorite color? Like, you ask a question, and we have to try and answer
it. Yeah, we've been on the show for a while.
Yeah, like, see, just really, like,
my,
kind of friendship test.
My answer,
like, see,
you cannot
see
answer, because I think you're the only one that knows.
Okay.
You want me to go?
Sure.
What's my favorite animal?
Giraffe.
I really don't know this. Oh, no, I do.
No,
I feel like it's something like, are we talking like I'll go with cat, because I feel like it's a cat.
Because I'm wearing a lot of cat stuff. No, she was correct. It was
I was going to say, I think she was at the Walmart trip with us.
The reasoning I said is, I think it's because giraffes are clumsy, so am I.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. Okay.
Sierra.
Ask a question about yourself.
How many years did I do marching band?
How many years were you in marching band?
5.
I'm gonna go with 6.
Nope.
5.
No.
3.
No.
8.
No.
0.
2.
I'm close.
Yeah.
Actually, who's the closest?
Katie is closer. She's at 3.
Okay.
Shannon.
What was the name of the longest fish I've had?
What? You've never said that.
That's such a random question.
I don't remember you ever talking about a fish.
I've had a fish for 3 years.
It's not even about you.
Oh, I have you beat. I had a carnival fish for 7.
Oh.
Guess what his name was, but this isn't my question. It was Old Man.
Oh.
I named my fish Old Man when I was like 2.
I had a beta.
Ping pong with him. It was rad.
I had a beta fish, and I don't know what the sex was, but I called it a she, and it was red, and it was little red.
Morgan, ask a question.
You can't get out of this one. You have to.
You can't
ask
get out of this one.
Oh!
Was that my laptop?
No.
No, it was the mic.
I want to know about you, Morgan. Tell me everything.
I don't know. I'm not an open person. I don't know.
She was in cheerleading. She was the captain.
She was also homecoming queen.
What else did I do in high school?
You rated high school a 9.5 out of 10.
I know what you did in high school, Morgan.
Well, that's it for today's show.
I didn't get to ask a question.
Nope.
Quick question.
No.
What age did I start playing hockey?
4.
I'm going to say 4, too.
7.
It was 4.
Woo! All right. Thank you for tuning in to I Played the First. We will be on next week.
Same time, same place.
Woo!
Bye.
I'm Matt.
Bye. I'm Shannon.
I'm Sierra.
She was Morgan.
You better say Morgan.
Bye.